Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and in today's episode, I am coming to you live from Kuala Lumpur. And as I mentioned last year, the first project for me this year is to use Malay to enhance my experience as I travel through Malaysia. So I wanted to give you some info on that as my travels here begin. So Malay is very similar to Indonesian. And I don't mean this in a way like Spanish and Portuguese are similar, but it's more like how Parisian French is similar to Quebec French, or how European Spanish is similar to Mexican Spanish, where the base language, the grammar, and nearly all the vocabulary is the same. It's more that the accent and certain vocabulary changes. And this means that my upfront work is more along the lines of reactivating my Indonesian to get back to the kind of basic conversational level it was at the end of my Indonesian project. So I'm still rusty, but I'm slowly remembering what I had learned and getting my momentum back and, you know, gradually learning specific differences, which sometimes have actually been quite easy, as they might be something like using the English sounding version of a word instead of the Dutch or native Malay word, which is more likely in Indonesian. So in Kuala Lumpur itself, plenty of people speak English, and that means I've only really needed to use pleasantries in my Malay so far. But next week, I start my travels through the country outside of its capital. And the plan is I'm going to travel from somewhere near the north in Penang or Georgetown. I'll go through Ipoh and down to Malacca and finally to Johor Bahru. I'll likely be branching off from these places, but those are going to be my bases. And the last stop is right across from Singapore on the southern tip of Malaysia. And from there, I'll head over to Borneo and I'll explore the north of the island, having already seen the east and the west when I was on the Indonesian side. Malaysia is actually my 49th country, and I'll wrap up this project of traveling using Malay by visiting my 50th country of Brunei, where Malay is an official language also, and that's going to be while I'm in Borneo. So that's the general plan. And so far in Malaysia, I'm definitely seeing distinct cultures that set it apart from neighboring the likes of like Indonesia, because here there's a huge Chinese population and there's also Tamil-speaking Indian populations. And I've gotten to, in my little explorations of the general Kuala Lumpur area, I've gotten to see the seat of the federal government in Putrajaya. And I did that in quite a unique way by running a half marathon through the city starting at 4 a.m. But I will not be repeating anything similar for the next while, because my Irish tolerance for heat and humidity really made that very uncomfortable. So that was not one of my most favorite runs, but I did enjoy the experience for sure. And I got to practice a little Malay with the people who were also running. There was very few other foreigners, so it was my first true experience interacting with a bunch of locals. And otherwise, there's only so much you can really see and do in a touristy capital. So the real adventure for me begins as I start my travels through the country. And I just wanted to give you a quick update on that and let you know how that's going. And I'll continue to give you snippets as this project continues. I hope your own 2026 language and travel projects go well. After Malaysia, I already have my eye on another potential language and travel project that I'll share when that comes up. But for the moment, my priority is this country. So yeah, that's all the update I have for now. And until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.